At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello and welcome to episode 644 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What is going on, everyone? Happy Thirsty Thursday. But more importantly, guys, we continue to grind. We continue to stack. You love to see it. Looking back toward last night, 6-2 plus 1.93 units. And you know what, guys? We're so hot right now. And again, I don't want to get carried away. There are hot streaks. There are cold streaks. That's betting. But when you're running hot, you know, so think of it this way. Like, if you're struggling or treading water or not doing great, 6-2 plus 1.93 units. Man, that is fantastic. That's a great night there. But I'm a little upset because we should have gone 8-0. Did anyone see our two losses last night? I'm sure you did. Sadly, you probably wanted to gouge your eyes out. But the Tampa Bay Rays, the Rays, getting some plus money, reverse line movement, gambler's fallacy play. The Rays had a 4-0 lead. They coughed it up. Then they took a 7-4 lead into extra innings. And I'm like, okay, 7-4, nice, we got this thing. What happens? Bases loaded, Donaldson, it's a walk-off grand slam. So that was kind of a bad beat, heartbreaker there for Tampa Bay. The other one was San Francisco. They had a lead pretty much the entire time. They had a 2-1 lead going into the top of the eighth. And Dominic Leone comes in, gives up a 2-run single to McCarthy to lose that one. So I'm a little feisty. I'm a little frustrated. And again, when you're running hot, you're like, man, we could have had an even bigger night. But I am not one to complain. When you stack 1.93 units, you take that every day of the week. And that's three straight days, winning days here to start our week, guys. So let's see if we can keep it going. I also wanted to mention real quick, Seattle, dancing with the one who brung you. I think it's a great teachable moment there because I got Seattle at a bad minus 189. And if you look at where that line closed, guys, I think, let me just dial it up here. I think it was like minus 170, the closing line. So yeah, Seattle got down to, like minus 170, minus 175, minus 168. So in situations like that, you know, typically we're having a pretty good year. And, you know, looking at our closing line value, we're typically beating the closing line. That's the mark of reading the market correctly, getting a good number, and kind of anticipating which direction it's going to go. But sometimes the number goes away from you. And, you know, to me, that's a scary sign. You always want to get some CLV, the opposite of closing line value. I don't, we got to come up with a closing line not value or unvalue. I don't know. We got to come up with a word or something. I'm surprised there isn't a word. Maybe there is. That's just not coming to mind right now. But when you get beat by the closing line, you get nervous because it's like, okay, line's going the other way. But to me, and I used to, you know, back in the day, like, okay, let me rush. Like, you know, money is coming in there on the Angels against Seattle. I bet Seattle early. Okay, let me now go bet the other way, bet the Angels. Let me try to buy out of it. Let me try to finagle a way to mitigate my losses. I used to do that when I was very new to betting. Then I learned over time, you dance with the one who brung you. You stick with your original bet. The worst thing you can do is turn, you know, the other thing is don't double down too. Like you could have made the case, hey, Seattle's now minus 170. They were minus 190. Bet them again, right? You don't want to turn one loss potentially into two. And I don't want to kind of mitigate or, go the other way and eliminate possibly what I would call maybe a lucky win there. So Seattle rolls for us. I just think the whole point being, you know, once I make a bet, I made my bet. I'm going to sleep in it. I'm sticking with it. And I think that was a great, kind of teachable moment there with Seattle that we always want to beat the closing line, but betting is difficult. We're not always going to beat the closing line. If the line goes the other way, I'm not going to rebet it. I'm not going to go the other way. I'm not going to double down. I'm just sticking with the original bet. And we got rewarded there with a nice Seattle win. So good night in MLB last night, guys. 5-2. We got Seattle. My Boston Red Sox came through. The New York Mets, what a sweat that was. Jesus, they were up big. They almost blew it. And then they scored a bunch of runs, almost blew it again. They won 9-7. We got St. Louis. We got the Dodgers, which was nice. And then also, how about starting the WNBA playoffs with a winner there, baby? We got the over with the Sky and the Liberty. Give me the over, give me death. Well, we survived. Got the over in that one, guys, which was fantastic. Scored a billion points in that one, so really didn't have to sweat that one too much. And then also, we are going to look toward today, toward a bunch of sweats. So we got a lot going on, guys. Going to see if we can keep it rolling. But last night, 6-2. Plus 1.93 units. It's been a good week, as I mentioned. Previous night before that, 6-3 plus 1.62. Night before that, 5-1 plus 2.61. We had a good week last week. So again, you always hear me say this, and maybe it's monotonous. And, you know, again, I just want to, you know, instill the point here that whether you're up or down, the model never changes. It's really important here. And, you know, when you're struggling, you're not going to get scared and lay off, because scared money don't make no money. But you're also not going to, you know, chase or double down if you're hot. Like right now, we're running pretty good, but we could very easily have a losing night tonight. That's just the way betting goes. So the whole point being flat betting. I had a lot of, you know, Twitter conversations with people yesterday about it, as well as, you know, just sticking to that grinding or, you know, just kind of grinded out mindset there. Flat betting, every unit or every play is risking one unit, betting to risk, not betting to win. 3% of your bankroll, your risk per play. And avoid those parlays, and avoid even more the same game parlays, because I've seen those proliferate in recent years. And man, that is like the, you know, you don't need me to get into the whole why you shouldn't bet parlays, explainer here, because, you know, again, it's a 30% hold for the house. It's the penny slot. They make a killing. The bettors get killed on them. But if a same game parlay is there, why do you think they promote it? Why do you think you see those SGPs everywhere? Because the books make a lot of money off them. It's hard enough to win one bet. It's hard enough to win a parlay. When you have to parlay everything from the same game and you can't even shop around and incorporate other sweats, it's even harder. So again, grinding up, down. Right now we're good because we're doing pretty well, but it doesn't mean you get cocky. It doesn't mean you bet everything on the board. I think it's one of the most difficult things in betting, whether you're up, down, or treading water, to just stay the exact same. Never get too high, never get too low. But with that being said, guys, we are running pretty good. So I think it's important that, hey, we can take a little pride in that. We're starting to see some really good results here, which is nice to see. But anyway, guys, we did have some big news here. Deshaun Watson got suspended. So I think the Deshaun Watson saga is finally over. He got suspended 11 games. So, you know, early on it was, from that independent arbitrator, the woman suggested 6 games. Roger Goodell wanted a full year. They came to an agreement here with the Players Association, or the Players Union and the NFL, at 11 games and a $5 million fine. So we're going to walk through kind of the permutations of what this means in the betting market. So I think based on this news, we finally have clarity on how long Watson will be out. And I think it's important to really look at the schedule, looking at when he's able to return. Ironically, his return date would be, week 12 or week 13, because there's a bye in there. But he's going to play the Houston Texans, his former team. So that should be a fun one. We'll talk through how to approach the new Cleveland win total. It is now 8.5 because it was off the board quite a bit. There was a moment in time, maybe 2 weeks ago, when it was up there 9.5, and it was only up there for a half second. But if anyone got it the under, you're looking pretty good right now. It is really juiced up under minus 145, 8.5 at BetMGM, under minus 135 at DraftKings. So hit on that. I'm going to save all the NFL for the second half of the pod today, because I do have a play on the game tonight. Yes, we do have a football sweat, which is fantastic. We have a preseason game between the Chicago Bears and Seattle Seahawks, and I think we have a good information bet that we can take advantage of tonight. So we'll touch on that. Did anyone see the Buffalo line? On Monday's pod, we talked about backing Sean McDermott in Denver from Nate Kreckman, who joined us on Betting Cross America, said that Denver's not going to play their guys. Buffalo, who we got at minus 175 in the money line when they were, I think they were minus 3.5, minus 4. Now they're minus six. So Buffalo is now up to minus 220 on the money line. So good closing line value there. That is a good sign. But either way, guys, it's a smaller than usual baseball slate. There's a bunch of day games, but I'm going to try to stay hot. I have three Major League Baseball bets today that I'm excited to share with you. We have one WNBA play. Yes, the playoffs are continuing. And we do have a system match here, a game that we talked about previously, but I'm seeing some good value continued on a total play here. And then also, did anyone see the Liberty in the Sky? We got the over there, but the Sky were a 10-point favorite. They lost straight up. So I got to dial up that series price. That was a big upset there. Looking good for our Aces ticket. Aces took care of business against the Mercury. It was actually a terrible bad beat. If anyone had like 15.5 or 16, you end up pushing, but Aces were kind of struggling the whole game. They end up winning by 16. But if you did get down on our data-driven bet, low bets, higher dollars line movement with the Aces, I think it was what, plus 240, plus 230, plus 210, somewhere around there. They're up 1-0, and that's a good start here for Aces bet. But as I mentioned, guys, NFL bet for tonight on a preseason game. We're going to talk about Deshaun Watson and different ways to approach other teams, in particular their win totals. Look at the schedule and the games that Watson will miss. Extrapolate how that could benefit other teams. One WNBA and three Major League Baseball. So a big, big slate today on a thirsty Thursday. Before we dive into everything, though, of course, as always, housekeeping. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email, and then every single day you'll wake up to the best sports betting content and information, advice, links, tips, strategies, data, everything you need to help you make the smartest bet that you can. So it's free. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email. You'll wake up every day to great sports betting coverage. So today we let off with Michael Lombardi, players to watch in the NFL, preseason and the regular season. Also talking about Lamar Jackson, Dave Tooley, Matty Heumann, Steve Mackinnon, a lot of NFL coverage to start, as well as rapid reaction to the Deshaun Watson news. You'll also get the programming that day at VSiN, so all the guests and the hosts, as well as all the shows and the times. Excited today, we're going to have Randy Mueller on Betting Across America. And if you don't remember, Randy Mueller, former NFL executive, he was the first I remember during the draft to talk about Trayvon Walker when everyone was talking about, myself included, Hutchinson. So we're going to pick Randy Mueller's brain. I'm excited to talk to him about Tom Brady and what the heck is going on with Brady and if we should buy low. And I know I already did, but look at that win total to the over, really contrarian spot. Everyone thinks Bucks are going to be bad. I think it's a good opportunity to bet on Brady when everyone's against him. We'll talk to Randy Mueller today, but also get promos for legal sports books in the newsletter. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. You also get our MLB coverage, Adam Burke, Derek Carty, my sharp reports every day, Dave Tooley, betting splits, Greg Peterson, JVT. Our resident expert on the NBA has got some thoughts on the NBA schedule release. So actually, I was looking at the Lakers here. LeBron signed a 2-year deal, and the Lakers win total, I think, is 46.5. And what, they win 39 games last year, 34 games, something like that. I actually like the under with the Lakers there, but listen to what JVT has to say. The BMW Championship, Verena Golf, Wes Reynolds, Brady Cannon, the Long Shots crew have you covered. Biting in the arena, Gambling Lou, Reed Kuhn, and the First Strike guys. I have a breakdown of this weekend's card. I don't have a bet yet in UFC. Nothing really caught my eye, so I'm going to wait and see if anything pops up for tomorrow. There's one fighter that I'm leaning on. We'll see if maybe we can add him tomorrow. But then also, you look at Adam Burke, looking at offensive coordinator changes, some college football coverage, as well as links to all of our CityCast, betting resources, betting 101, and links to different contests. If you want to try to win $1 million or $12 million, I guess, in the Circa Survivor matchup. But that is all included in the newsletter every day. You better be getting it. If you haven't, again, go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email. You get it every day for free. If you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Once you sign up, you will get everything we offer. And it's a great time to do it right now because obviously, it's still slow time of summer, but it's heating up. And once the NFL and college start, guys, it's just a sprint for the next 6 months. So get covered with everything you need to have a good year. You can just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You'll get every Point Spread Weekly magazine. You get our afternoon best bet emails and, best bet picks from all the guests and the hosts. You will get all of our betting guides, our pro football and college football betting guides. You also get everything behind the VSiN.com paywall, live stream of all the programming. You can give it a shot with a free trial. We do have an early bird special, only $175. I know it's a lot of money, but it's going to cover you all the way now until February 12th. So you're going to get a ton of coverage there for just $175. So give it a shot, VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter is where we look at information-based bets, betting NFL preseason, but it's important all year long. Things that could affect our bet, we need to know. We need to know immediately. We need to know before the books can adjust the odds based on, you know, breaking injuries, scratch starting pitchers, you know, hockey. I miss hockey starting goalies, all these little things. The quickest way to find them out is by following local beat reporters and being on Twitter. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsiN.com. Questions, comments, suggestions, anything I can do to help you along in your sports betting journey, you let me know. Now, that being said, let's dive into some baseball, because who's loving MLB? And again, it's crazy. Like, I was actually mad about San Fran, and I was mad about the Tampa Bay Rays blowing it, even though, again, we 6-2 plus 1.93 units. So it goes to show you, when you're struggling, you'll take that all day. But as I mentioned, you know, I was looking for an 8-0. I thought we could get it, but that's okay. Still a really good positive night. But anyway, guys, small slate today. There's only, 11 games overall, but a lot of them are early day games. So I'm going to look toward the first one on the board. I'm going to go to Chicago and Baltimore. So it's an interleague matchup. It's actually a makeup game from a game that was rained out back in June. But give me, guys, the Baltimore Orioles. I'm going to sweat the O's in this one. This game opened with Spencer Watkins against Sampson here. It opened Baltimore around a minus 140 home favorite. We've seen them get steamed up to around minus 150, minus 155. I see one book even at minus 160. So all movement is going toward Baltimore. Now, that's important because when you look at, interleague matchups, there is a bit of an advantage here toward favorites and toward favorites of the line move because the lack of familiarity. You know, again, when we're on a dog, we want them in the division. Familiarity levels the playing field, more upset opportunities. The lack of familiarity, not really knowing the opponent, benefits the better team. So that would match with Baltimore there. The matchup here, Sampson, 0-3, 3.88 ERA. Watkins, 4-2, 4.23 ERA. But I was looking at Watkins' game log here, and back on July 13th, he actually pitched against the Cubs. Baltimore won 7-1. Watkins went 5 innings, 1 run, 5 Ks. So he has some familiarity here against the Cubbies, and he shut them down. So that is a good sign here. Hopefully that will be a redo today. Baltimore is also 3-0 head-to-head against the Cubbies this year. And you also look at motivational angle. You know, Baltimore, even though they gave away Mancini in their closer, they're still in the thick of it. Wild card race. Baltimore's only 1.5 games back of the third wild card spot in the American League. So they're in the chase here. Meanwhile, the Cubs, I did see something. They've won 4 straight series. So, Dave Ross, that is Ross. Yeah, the catcher, David Ross. I was thinking Dave Ross, my colleague at VSiN. I'm like, what? Just kidding. But I think they've won 4 straight series. They're playing better, but still they're 15 games back. To me, this is a team that the motivation lies with Baltimore, not really Chicago. Baltimore, they've only been favored 14 times this year. They're 10-4 in those games, and they're 33-21 at home. You look at the Cubbies, they're 32-45 as a dog. They're 25-33 on the road. So Baltimore's been profitable at home and as a favorite. Chicago Cubs have been a losing bet as a dog and on the road. And the situation tonight is in favor of Baltimore. So I'm going to go with this interleague line move. Give me Baltimore here. Let's see if we can get an O's win at Camden Yards. It's a 3:05 Eastern time game. So hopefully you can start off the day with a winner. Next play on the board for me. Pains me to say it, but I'm going Yankees, guys. Maybe that walk-off homer there that killed me last night and maybe killed a bunch of you guys if you were on Tampa Bay like me. I can't believe Donaldson hit that Oppo homer. But anyway, maybe it gives you a little juice. As a Yankees team that's been floundering, remember, they had just an incredible start to the year, and they were, 2-11 their last 13. You get a win last night, you hadn't been scoring any runs. Maybe that kind of broke open the dam for this Yankees team. So that's kind of what I'm thinking today, but really just whether or not they won and hit that grand slam last night, the line movement is all toward New York, guys. So I'm going to take the Yankees tonight at home against Toronto. This is Frankie Montas against Jose Berrios. Yankees open at home around a minus 135 home favorite. They've now been steamed up to around minus 150. So they've seen about 15 cents of steam in favor of New York. Now that's meaningful because the Yankees aren't as lopsided as they are usually. You know, they're only getting about 65% bets. That is technically a public play, but Yankees are usually, 70, 80, 85, 90% of bets. So public does see Toronto and, getting plus money. How do you not take that? But line movements all toward New York. You would match a couple systems here. First would be favorite made the playoffs, opponent did not. That's 447 and 251, 64% this year. You also look at the pitching matchup. Jose Berrios, 8-5, good record, but a 5.61 ERA. And in two August starts, he has an ERA of 15.26. He's gotten lit up in his first two August starts here. So he's trending the wrong way. And then Frankie Montas, 4-9, 3.59 ERA. Remember, he was acquired at the deadline from the Oakland A's. He's coming off a 3-2 win over my Red Sox. Remember that game? He went 5 innings, just 2 earned runs. So Montas been throwing the ball better than Berrios. Lions going to the Yankees. We're getting Yankees minus 150. That's really not a bad line at home. Typically, they're 200 or more. Yankees are 8-4 head-to-head against Toronto this year, so they've had their number. Then also, the Yankees are 69-40 as a favorite. They're 42-17 at home, and they're 50-33 against righties. So all really good profitable spots that the Yankees are in tonight. And then the Jays, they've only been a dog 19 times this year. They're 8-11 as a dog, and they're 26-29 on the road. So they've kind of struggled in both those spots. So I'm gonna back the Yankees here. I like this line move in their favor. Maybe get some juice or momentum here, Uncle Mo. Hopefully on the Yankees side, at least for tonight. But I like this move. I think the advantages of Montas. I'm on the Yankees at minus 148. Next play for me, guys. Keep on cruising. Next one up here and last one of the night. I'm going with the big man. I'm going with Jacob DeGrom. Give me DeGrom, guys. DeGrom is minus 128, minus 130. When's the last time DeGrom was that low of a number? It's unbelievable here, but I could see this being kind of like a trap game. Or again, I don't really believe in traps. I don't think the odds makers set a line to trap you. They set the they set a line that is fair based on their numbers, but I think the public kind of falls into some traps sometimes based on their perception. So I could see this being like, hey, take DeGrom at such a low number, or it could be like, hey, how do you not take Atlanta getting some plus money at home? What's wrong with that too? Max Fried is pitching here. But I think the equalizer is the line movement. This game opened Mets minus 120 on the road. So not kind of a low number there. Now they're up to minus 128, minus 130. So the line is going toward the Mets. So if this was a trap game, wouldn't this line have opened up higher? Or, wouldn't the line may have fallen toward Atlanta and the public is still on the Mets? That's not the case. The Mets are getting 75% bets. Again, that's a public play. Don't love that. But they're getting 87% of the money. So we do have a low bets, higher dollar bet split. The line is going to DeGrom, about 10, 12, 15 cents, basically. DeGrom at minus 125, I got to admit, is a good value play. You have good correlative betting here. Big, not a big favorite, but a favorite with a very low total. Total on this one is 7. Some books are juiced up under minus 115. So favorite low total correlative betting. Line moved to the favorite and juice moved to the under. That's a good sign as well. DeGrom, as we know, 2-0, 1.62 ERA. Max Fried, who I do like, 10-4. 2.60 on the bump for the Atlanta Braves tonight. The Mets are 9-6 head-to-head against the Braves this year. Again, hopefully they have some momentum off that win last night. But I'm going to go back to 11 days ago. It was August 7th. The Mets beat Atlanta 5-2. Jacob DeGrom pitched that day. He went 5.2 innings pitch, gave up 2 runs, struck out 12 Braves. And shout out to Adam Burke. He highlighted this the other day with Scherzer. But when you look at, the swing and miss of Atlanta. Adam looks a lot at like advanced analytics and, strikeout rate and matchups. Atlanta is a high strikeout team. So when they face a guy like DeGrom or Scherzer, again, I'm not going to go straight to prop bets and say take the over DeGrom Ks. I don't know what it is. I don't know, maybe 8.5 or I'm guessing there. But I think matchup wise, that's a good sign. A guy like DeGrom against a team that strikes out, swings and misses quite a bit. The Mets are 24-16 against lefties facing Fried today. They're 61-25 as a favorite. They're 36-23 on the road. And Atlanta, just 7-17 as a dog. When they're expected to lose, they typically do. So hopefully that continues today. And I think it would be completely, just perfect if they split this four-game series 2-2. Atlanta wins the first two. Mets get one last night. Can the Mets get one today? I'd also say the confidence that you get, when you see a guy like DeGrom on the bump. Hopefully that's a benefit to this Mets team as well. But I'm going Mets, guys. I got the Mets at minus 128. And again, I don't know if you're ever going to get DeGrom against anybody at minus 128. So 3 bets on the board today, guys. Let's get 2 of them. We go 2-1. We can turn a small profit. I'm on Baltimore at home. Let's go O's. I got the O's at minus 154. Give me the Yankees, baby. Give me the Yankees at minus 148 and the New York Mets at minus 128. There you have it, guys. Ran through a small MLB slate. We got more sweats to talk about. We have a WNBA playoff game after our first win last night in the WNBA playoffs. Good start to the postseason. I have an information-based bet on the football game tonight between Seattle and Chicago. And then we're going to finish off the pod talking about this Deshaun Watson suspension. We finally know what it is, 11 games. So let's talk through the new updated numbers that just came out for win totals, not just for Cleveland Browns, but for other teams in their division, for opponents they're going to play. And I'm going to also tell you, it's not a bad thing for my New England Patriots. So I'll give you the reason why when we get back from the breaks. But do not go anywhere, guys. Going to finish up strong on a big thirsty Thursday talking WNBA, NFL preseason bet for tonight, and a little bit of breakdown here from the Deshaun Watson suspension. So don't go anywhere. We're going to finish up strong when we return on episode 644 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. After a nice night last night, 6-2, plus 1.93 units. We've been in the green every day this week. And I think we're in the green, what, 3 out of 5 days last week. So getting a little bit of momentum here, which is good to see. See if we can keep it rolling. But yes, I am still upset about Josh Donaldson killing our Rays bet. And San Francisco, freaking San Francisco, losing to the D-backs, coughing it up in the eighth inning. That one still annoyed me. But anyway, guys, a lot to get to. We started, again, updating everything from last night. We'll get to Watson here in a second. But only three bets MLB. Let's see if we can get two of them. Yankees, Mets, and the Baltimore Orioles. Now two, the WNBA. So who became a WNBA fan this year? Who became a WNBA better this year? I hope you did. Kind of like hockey. I know there are a lot of people who never bet hockey and did a year of pod plays with hockey, and you're probably a puckhead right now. But same thing with WNBA. We've got some good systems here. None better than our Steam over system match. So remember, through the regular season, if you saw Steam to the over at least 1 point, the total rises. The over is 57%. Gets even better in the postseason if it rises at least a point. After last night's win, which is the win that we got there with the Liberty and the Sky, remember that opened 164, we got over 166. Did you guys see that close 167.5? Damn, good CLV for the team there. But anyway, situations like that, the playoff oversteam is now 34-14, 71% in the postseason since 2014. So we do have a match for tonight, and it is the Wings and the Sun. So you heard me kind of talk about this one a little bit earlier this week, but nothing has happened to make me come off this place. So I'm dancing with the one who brung me, and the Wings and the Sun brung me. And by the way, the Sun play at, I think, Mohegan Sun, ironically enough. So maybe one day we'll have to meet up in Connecticut where it's legal and go watch a Connecticut Sun game and bet on the game legally. That'd be pretty cool. But anyway, I'm going to mean to get down there and do that anyway. But with that being said, guys, give me the Wings Sun over 163.5 tonight. It opened at 163, got up to 163.5. It's even touched 164 at some shops, so it's continuing to rise here. So that's notable. All movement and liability has been toward the over. It technically wouldn't match our steam over system because you have to be a full point move to the over. So right now, 163 to 163.5 would only be a half move to the over. It's still profitable. It's just not quite at the 71% clip. But I'm thinking later in the day, you know, and maybe the pod is moving numbers. Who knows? Maybe we do get to 164. But either way, we do have steam to the over. Mini steam. And really what I'm liking about this matchup, couple things. Number one, both these teams have been really good over teams this year. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. The Wings are your number one over team in the WNBA. They're 22-14 to the over this year. So they score a lot. They give up a lot of points. They average 83 points a game. They give up about 83 points a game. The Connecticut Sun are fifth best over team in the WNBA. They're 19-15-2 to the over. So you have two top five over teams. The Sun, by the way, average 86 points a game. They give up a little bit less. They're a better defensive team. Hence why they're a 10-point favorite tonight or 9.5-point favorite. But offensive efficiency, two top four offensive efficiency teams. The Wings are number four. The Sun are number two. So you have two good over teams, two good offensive teams. These teams have played three matchups this year. You had a 153, a 167, and a 162. So when you think about the average there, the average would be less than this number currently. So if they average the lower combined score, then why did this thing open higher and it's on the rise? So that tells me kind of fishy over movement, basically. And then also last reason to take this over from a completely data-driven standpoint here, we looked at our VSiN.com/splits page where we get the bets and dollars, the bets and the handle. Remember, bets are where the public is, handle's where the money is at. 79% bets are on the over. 91% of the money is on the over. So that's a good 12% discrepancy. And again, 79% is public by definition, but not really because, again, you're not going to have many public bettors betting WNBA. You're going to have more now because it's the playoffs, but that just tells me you got a lot of liability to the over. So system match here, two really good offensive teams, high-scoring teams, good offensive efficiency, good over teams, low bets, higher dollars. Give me, see if we can make it 2-0 in our postseason plays here. I am on the Wings and the Sun over 163.5. Now to some NFL talk to finish up the pod. So, before we get to Watson, we'll save that for the very end. Let's talk about a sweat for tonight. We have the Chicago Bears and the Seattle Seahawks. So I think going into this one, guys, first thing I noticed, are these adjusted numbers to the over? Obviously, if you've been betting overs to start the preseason, you're at 82% because they're 14-3. I think that's partly due to, and Mike Pritchard, my guy on Betting Across America, my co-host, he mentioned this, how like the passing game, a lot of these practices are like shirts or, shorts and shells basically. And you don't really do a lot of hitting. You don't do a lot of running. So you work a lot on your passing offense. It's a passing league. And therefore you get to preseason, your passing game is executing at a higher rate. So you're converting more, you're scoring more. But now that it's 14-3 to the over, I think the easiest thing would be hammer every over. They've all gone. How do you not take something that's 14-3? Here's the reason why you can't take it. Or no, you can. You can do whatever you want. But here's why I would be cautious in just hammering all these overs. Because the odds makers are not stupid. They got hammered by these overs. They took a huge hit. Public made bank on those overs in week one. The books, again, they're not in the business of losing a lot. So what did they do? If you look at the numbers, the average total in week one of the preseason was like 35. Now it's like 40. They've adjusted every game up like 5 points. So right off the bat, if you're betting the over, you're kind of betting into an adjusted number where some of that value might be gone, an inflated number at this point. So just from the standpoint of these numbers have been adjusted so high, my first inclination is I'm going to buy low and take the under. That's what I'm going to do today, guys. I'm taking the under 39.5. Now, one thing that we have noticed, some of these books actually opened. I saw an opener of like, one book opened 39.5. It got up to like 42. It's now back down to 39.5. I saw one book that opened like 40 and it's down to 39.5. But either way, this is trending down over the last, 24 hours or so. In terms of an information-based bet, this has a lot to do with two things. Number one, no Drew Lock. Drew Lock is fighting Geno Smith for that quarterback competition for Seattle. And Drew Lock got COVID. So he cannot play tonight. So you're down a quarterback. So if you're down when you're starting quarterbacks, I think you're down offensively just in general. So you're going to see Geno Smith and you're probably going to see some other backups there tonight. Also, you look at bets and dollars here. So 55% of bets are on the under. but 70% of money is on the under. So that's a plus 15 smart money discrepancy to the under. Also, you look at Geno Smith maybe not playing a lot, because if Drew Lock is out and Geno Smith is now technically your starter, are you going to want to risk injury with him? Like, I don't think Geno Smith plays a lot. That, to me, this is a big backup game. And here's where it gets good, why I like the under. Aside from, you know, this late movement to the under, the low bets, higher dollars to the under, no Drew Lock, these over-adjusted totals, is the fact that information-based bet, Eberflus, who's now the coach of Chicago, he came right out and told the Chicago Sun-Times that he's only going to play his starters 6 to 10 plays. You know, some might get 20 at the most. So this is a direct quote that I read. He said, because it's a short week, we're not going to put stress on their bodies. So that's important. You know, short week, obviously Thursday game. They just played last weekend here. So what that tells me is you're going to get a lot of backups tonight. So a lot of backups, your offensive efficiency goes down. Short week, you don't want to overexert these guys. You're not going to get a lot of starters. So that's my angle here. My angle is no Drew Lock, Geno Smith, probably early exit, a lot of Bears backups, short week, not going too crazy, over-adjusted totals to the over. Add it all up, guys. Give me the under 39.5. I'm expecting a lower scoring game tonight with a super over-adjusted total to the over. So my play is under. Let's go under, baby. Let's go back to our contrarian roots, 14-3. And what do you think the odds makers are rooting for? They're rooting for the under tonight. So I want to be on the side of the house. So I'm on Seattle, Chicago, under 39.5. I would mention a lot of people are saying bet Seattle too, just because, you know, Chicago, Eberflus said he's not going to play his guys. I see that. But also, I did notice at one time Seattle got up to like -5, and now they're back down to -3.5. So, you know, I was like, you know, Seattle money line, because I feel like they're going to win the game, -180, but that's too high. Let's go -110, standard juice. I'm just going with the under, baby, under 39.5. Now to the big one, the big news that broke right before I was getting ready to do the pod, Deshaun Watson. So finally, thank God this is over. This has just been annoying to me. Like, you know, number one, that the guy did something, you know, so gross and stupid. And then also the Browns tried to weasel their way out. Then the saga of will he be suspended? Will he won't? Oh, we're going to get a recommendation. Oh, then the NFL wants more. Da, da, da. It just dragged on forever. Meanwhile, a lot of these futures bets with the Browns were not available. So finally, we have some closure. It's done. It's over with. There's no appeal. They came to an agreement and a settlement. So 11 games. Deshaun Watson is going to miss 11 games. And he is going to come back in week, let me see, week 13 at Houston. It's a 1 o'clock game, December 4th. So these are the games that Deshaun Watson is going to miss. Week one at Carolina. We did see Carolina go at one point. I think they were getting like 2 or 3. Now they're a 1-point favorite. Week two at the New York Jets. Week three at home against Pittsburgh. Week four on the road at the Atlanta Falcons. Week five against the Chargers at home. Week six, my Patriots at home against New England. Week seven at Baltimore. Week eight again at home against Cincinnati. And then two, I think maybe Deshaun Watson's happy he's going to miss these next three. After their bye week in week nine, their November, their first three games in November, at Miami, at Buffalo, at home against Tom Brady and the Bucks. So that's a pretty tough schedule. They have in a five, or actually, look at it as like a 7-game stretch. The Chargers, the Patriots, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Miami, Buffalo, Tampa Bay. That's a pretty tough stretch. So my first thought here is, okay, Watson suspended. Now what's their win total? You know, again, that's what I've been waiting on for months and months here. Their win total is 8.5. I mentioned before there was a moment in time when that 6-game, suggested suspension came out that a couple books did hang a 9.5. I don't know if anyone was able to jump on the under 9.5 there, but I'm going under 8.5 with the Cleveland Browns. Watson's going to miss 11 games. It's a really tough schedule. When he gets back, we'll have the cupcake there. You'd theoretically think that's an easy win at Houston, but then it's Cincinnati, Baltimore, New Orleans, Washington, Pittsburgh, a lot of divisional games there. So it's a tough schedule. And Watson, again, after missing 1.5 years, is going to hit the ground running against teams that are going 100 miles an hour, and he's been sitting at the train station. I think that's even maybe a hard task. Maybe that at Houston game. I'll probably take Houston in the points there. What are they going to be? +7 at home? I'll probably have to go contrarian there. But anyway, I look at the schedule. I also look at, you know, who's going to take his spot. It's going to be Jacoby Brissett. You know, to me, Brissett is not a bad backup. He's actually a pretty good backup. As a starter, not too much faith there. I also was thinking, you know, would they bring in Jimmy G? There's nothing I've heard on that. I don't even know what's going to happen to Jimmy G, but now that you have clarity on Watson, he's coming back week 11. think you're probably less inclined to bring in Jimmy G. If Watson's out for the year, maybe Jimmy G is a more realistic addition here. But it's also, you know, you're getting late in training camp. You know, when you go to a new team, you need time to know the playbook, know the players, get acclimated. And it's kind of, it's getting closer and closer to opening week. And, you know, that'd be tough for Jimmy G to just land on a new team. So I don't think Jimmy G is going to be the savior here. As Rick Pitino said, Larry Bird ain't walking through that door. Robert Parrish ain't walking through that door. Jimmy G ain't walking through that door. So my first thought, guys, under 8.5. I think this is an under team. 8-9, maybe. I know they have a pretty good roster in certain areas. 8-9, 7-10. Watson's going to miss a big share of the year. The schedule's difficult. And even when he comes back, you have a ton of divisional games. So I'm on the under 8.5. Perfect example of shopping for the best line. The under 8.5 at BetMGM is under 8.5 minus 145. At DraftKings, it's minus 135. So if you want to save a little bit of juice, DraftKings does have the better juice price there. You can save 10 cents. Now, in terms of, you know, who this suspension benefits, because I think oftentimes with Watson, I see a lot of people like, oh, what are you going to do with the Browns? Well, you can also look at it another way. You know, what other teams are going to benefit? Like, this is a detriment, obviously, to the Browns. It's a benefit to all their opponents. So first thing that came to mind, my New England Patriots. I told you, week 6, Sunday, October 16th, 1 o'clock game, Pats are going to the Browns. Pats are going to face Jacoby Brissett, most likely. I think that's a big advantage to New England. If that's Deshaun Watson, who they've struggled a ton against when he was with Texans, I think it's a benefit if it's Mac Jones against Brissett. So the Patriots win total, as I already have in pocket, over 8.5. I did notice over 8.5, minus 120 at DraftKings and minus 115 at BetMGM. So you can save a little bit of money there with the New England Patriots if you want to get the, I think I said that right. BetMGM has the better juice. It's minus 115 at BetMGM. It's minus 120 at DraftKings, but that is juiced up. And again, that could be flipping from a loss to a win with no Deshaun Watson. So my Patriots over 8.5, I feel better about it. It's already in pocket. If you want to play it, I think that is a benefit here. Miami's a benefit. The Miami Dolphins are at home week 10 against the Cleveland Browns. Miami, I've been going back and forth on this team. I don't love betting just, you know, the team that wins the offseason or the team that, you know, brings in a big star player that everyone's excited about. So obviously that'll be Tyreek Hill. I don't love betting on rookie head coaches as well with McDaniel. But I'm looking at this roster. I'm looking at obviously a benefit here where you don't have to face Watson. And then also, what's the market telling us? The Miami Dolphins over 8.5 is minus 130 at BetMGM. So that's a good juiced up over there. And if you actually looked at the way this juice moved with Miami, it opened at Dolphins 8.5 over minus 120. Now it's 8.5 over minus 130. So we've had, you know, a couple months here of money to come in on these win totals, and they've been hitting the Dolphins over. So you look at BetMGM, 77% of bets on the over with the Fins, but 93% of the money. So I think that's an advantage there to the Dolphins too. So I added Dolphins over 8.5. Then of course we get to the division. I'm already in pocket. Baltimore over 9.5 wins. Cincinnati over 9.5 wins. Baltimore's really juiced up over 9.5, minus 160 at DraftKings, minus 165 at BetMGM. But one thing you will like about Baltimore, they opened the offseason over 9.5, minus 125. Now they're minus 160. Now that sucks because you're paying a higher juice price, but it is a good sign that a lot of liability and smart money has come in on the Ravens. They're getting 91% bets over, 96% dollars over. So that's, you know, I don't love those 90 numbers, but I wish that ticket count was lower, but it tells me you're getting a lot of action there on Baltimore. And I think it makes sense. You know, Lamar Jackson, I feel like I knew this, but I forgot. On air, Pritch was like, he doesn't even have an agent. He's going to play the year out and try to make big money. I think it's a risky move, but this is a Jackson, you know, with money on the table. Could he have a big year? It's a team with a good culture with Harbaugh, who, you know, still was competitive down the stretch last year despite all their injuries. So I'm on the Baltimore over 9.5. I'm on the Bengals over 9.5. Again, whole thought process here is without Watson, and you're going to miss at least one division game with all these teams. It benefits teams in their division. So the Bengals over 9.5 was minus 110 to start the offseason. Now it's over 9.5, minus 125. And I would bet it at BetMGM because at DraftKings it's 10. So you don't want Bengals to go 10-7 and push the over 10 where you could have won the over 9.5. And then lastly, Pittsburgh Steelers. Are over 7.5, minus 105 at BetMGM, over 7.5, plus 100, even money at DraftKings. My angle there is, you know, Pickett. I don't want to take too much into a preseason game, but Pickett looked pretty good in the preseason. Probably going to start with Trubisky. You got a good young roster here, but most of all, Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing year. This guy is a really good coach, in my opinion. And can they go 8-9? I think it's totally doable. You'd lose Big Ben, and you're like, oh, they're going to stink, right? Big Ben was not Big Ben that we know of, or at least have come to know the last couple of years, especially last year. I mean, he could barely push the ball 15 yards downfield. So I think their offense is actually going to be better with whether it's Trubisky or with Kenny Pickett. And you also have Mason Rudolph, who no one even thinks about, but the guy has some experience in the NFL. So pretty good quarterback room, I think. You don't have a true star, but you have some options there. But give me Pittsburgh over 7.5, even money, plus 100. If you can get it at DraftKings. I can't because I work at DraftKings and I can't bet there, but you can. And that is a good number there with even juice money. So I think we kind of walked our way through this Deshaun Watson news. Again, 11 games he's going to miss. The win total under 8.5 is what I'm going to bet. I think it's a benefit to the Pats over 8.5, Miami over 8.5, Baltimore and Cincy over 9.5, and Pittsburgh over 7.5. There you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. We covered it all. I actually wish there were more baseball games today. I'm loving betting MLB. Everyone's all, you know, fixated on football. I can't wait to bet football too, but man, I love betting baseball right now, even though, you know, sometimes Donaldson, it's a walk-off grand slam when you're up by three, but what are you going to do? Either way, guys, it's been a good week, been a good couple weeks here. We're doing pretty well. So if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you're running hot right now and you got some extra coins in your pocket, there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, chapters on all the major sports. If you want to brush up in particular on how to bet the NFL or get reacclimated to key numbers or how to bet college, it's all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to pick up a copy, it would really mean the world to me if you already have. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, before you know it, at the Fenway Park Sportsbook, because you're damn right, my state finally legalized betting, or of course, out in New York, the Empire State there, breaking handle records every day with their mobile market, or out in the desert, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where Darush had five hot dogs last night. We should have had seven, though, Darush, but that's okay. Where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, where Billy Walters sends his number runners. Or, don't forget, if you ever go to Vegas, you got to get to Circa. It's like the paradise for sports bettors. With your feet in the pool at Stadium Swim, sweating sharp contrarian plays with a pina colada in hand, indoors getting a victory burger, hanging by the Mega Book with Stormy and the crew, or at Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me some good tickets from last night. Show me a sky over, baby, to start our WNBA playoffs. Show me a Dodgers ticket, St. Louis Cards, New York Mets getting it done, Red Sox, Seattle, dance with the one who brung you. Just don't show me a Tampa Bay or San Fran ticket. We should have gone 8-0. When you're hot, isn't it funny when you're hot, you're mad you didn't go 8-0 and you go 6-2 plus 1.93 units, but hey, I guess it's a good problem to have. Anyway, guys, my parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against. Will smart money win every time? Of course not, but it's going to win a majority of the time over the long haul. That's why you always want to be on the sharp side. And remember, 55 to 60%, that's considered a sharp better. So anything 52.38% or more, assuming standard minus 110 juice, that's your break-even number, your magic number. So if we're winning 53% or more, we're successful sports bettors, guys. But if we can find games that fit our model against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value, if we can do that, we're going to be okay long-term. So I wish you the best of luck. Let's keep it rolling. Enjoy your sweats for tonight, guys. Enjoy your thirsty Thursday. I will be on Betting Across America 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. Once again, me and Pritch are back at it. And then tonight, I will be joining Rush Hour with Danny Burke at 6:15 p.m. Eastern time. So excited to check in with Danny. But I wish you the best of luck. Let's keep it going, guys. Have a great thirsty Thursday. Enjoy the sweats. And most of all, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. It'll save you from your next Donaldson bad beat. And also, maybe you'll get a free drink ticket out of it. So what's wrong with that? Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
Hey,
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.